Today on Roadmap to Success with Pastor Neil.
If you read the Bible, you must allow the Bible to change the way you think. Renew your mind with it. Because until renewal takes place, it is difficult to sense the witness of the Spirit.
Pastor Neil emphasizes the importance of being led by the Holy Spirit in this lesson. As believers, it is crucial for us to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, just as Apostle Paul emphasizes in Romans 8:14. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. To follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, it is important to prioritize reading the Bible. By renewing our minds through the Word of God, we are able to discern His guidance and surrender to His leading consistently. Pastor Neil also discusses other ways the Holy Spirit communicates with us. Let's listen to Pastor Neil with today's message. Be intentional about life.
When the Holy Spirit speaks to you through the Word, it is more accurate than a witness. Because if you don't train, if you don't renew your mind, whatever you are witnessing could be wrong. Are you with me? In the same way, the witness of the Spirit is more accurate than the whisper. Why? Because your thoughts and emotions and imagination can get in the middle of that. I am not saying the Holy Spirit is not reliable. I am saying that you could easily allow all the other things to be in the center of it. It is important then that we learn how the voice of the Holy Spirit sounds like. Everybody say the voice of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes you've heard believers say, is this the Holy Spirit or is it just me? Have you ever said that before? Is it God speaking to me or is it just my mind? Right? Okay. Now I'm going to try and answer that question. That question is very simple, but at the same time, it is complex. Why do I say that? Suppose I ask her, describe to me how the voice of the Holy Spirit sounds if the Holy Spirit has spoken to her. What do you think she would say? He said, Pastor, it's not a gentle whisper. Because what is gentle to me might be boisterous in her ears. So Elijah says it was a gentle whisper. The prophet Ezekiel said his voice was like the voice of mighty waters. John the apostle in the New Testament says it was like a tender. So it is one question when you ask people, you will have different answers. It is not because everybody is lying. It is because everybody is able to experience God in their own way. Are you guys with me? So you as an individual must come to the place where you know how God speaks to you when it comes to an inner voice. But remember, the word is more accurate than the witness of the Spirit, than the rest. And it is because most of the time we are detached from the Holy Spirit. If we are much closer, you will be able to have the word and have it right. Amen? The more familiar you become with the Word of God and you allow the Word to renew your mind, the Holy Spirit's witness can easily be identified. And subsequently, the whisper becomes easier. So everything begins with there. Everything begins with there. Now, I know there are people who ask questions like, Pastor, if everything must be based on the Word of God, why do we even need the Holy Spirit to speak? Because the Bible is in front of us. The truth is that God gives general information in the Bible. Live holy. Do this. Do that. But have you heard God say, take that job or don't take that job? This is where the whisper is important. Are you guys with me? It's not every job you take. Young people, hear me. It's not every job. Not because they told you you have six figures, you go for it. I've seen people who have taken jobs that would give them money, and because of that, their home got destroyed. If you took time to allow the Holy Spirit to burden your heart, He would tell you, go for the one that is less money because it will give you time to keep care of your family. Amen. Can I meddle a little bit? Can I? If you are chasing somebody's wife, the Holy Spirit will nudge you. You can choose to take it or ignore it. Because there is a sense of knowing where. It's down here. It will tell you that's not the right thing to do. If you are stealing at work. Now, if you went to work late and then you are trying to punch in so you can steal time, is there not something on the inside of you that tells you you are stealing time? So, all of us sitting here can never argue God is not talking to us. He is. We are just ignoring him. But today, what I'm saying is that the Bible says, if you are not led by him, you are not a child of him. So, we have to be serious about it. Because how is it that you can walk around, say that I am a child of God, you are singing I'm a child of God, and I'm a child of the King, and then Jesus says, one day you stand before me, and then you say, not all those who say, Lord, Lord, that I know. I don't know you. Because you have never been led by him. Are you guys understanding the seriousness of this matter? Oh, no, no. I used to go to church at 10307 Copper Mine Road. The church that Pastor Neil was the pastor. I was seeing, he says, I don't know you. Because being here is not enough. You must be led by the Holy Spirit. Are you guys understanding where we're going? Do you know why most people get angry when you preach and you talk about sin? It is because they already know. There is something on the inside of them that tells them that something is wrong with that. So when you say, why would you rub it in? Tell me if I'm wrong. I have been there. Anybody who's been there, let me see your hands. Yeah, all the rest righteous people. But I know you are struggling with that. So how do I discern the voice of the Holy Spirit? Number one is the word. Number two is what? The witness. Number three is the whisper. Number four is not one word. It's several of them. It is through prophecies, visions, dreams, trance, prophets, prophetess. Now, let me strike a difference here. You notice that when it is the word of God, it is the Holy Spirit speaking to your spirit directly. If it is the witness, the Holy Spirit is speaking to your spirit directly. If it is the whisper, the Holy Spirit is speaking to your spirit. And then your spirit communicates certain instructions to your mind. The Holy Spirit never communicates with your mind. He communicates only with your spirit. And your spirit will get in touch with your head. Are you with me? But when it comes to dreams, visions, notice it is not from the spirit directly to your spirit. It is now from the outside coming to your mind and from your mind to your spirit. Did you guys catch that? Because when somebody gives a prophecy, he's outside of you. When he speaks, the first thing that you hear is where? Is your mind. And if he's lying to you, the witness in you will start telling you, that ain't right. Are you with me? So all the others, the spirit is communicating with your spirit, but in this sense, the communication is with your mind. When you sleep and you dream, something happens. Everybody say something happens. All right, a few scriptures. The book of Acts chapter 2. The book of Acts chapter 2. Look at the 17th verse. Acts chapter 2 verse 17. Are you there? In the last days, God says, and this is Peter speaking, I will pour out my spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, on all people. And he says, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Young man, how many of you are prophesying? He says, the effect of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is that there will be people prophesying. He says, your young men will see what? Visions. Your old men will dream dreams. So the Holy Spirit still utilizes this. It's not every dream that you ate and overate and you had it, a dream. Look with me in the book of Job because I wanted you to understand something. It's very easy to say, oh, Are you in the book of Job 33? Look at verse 14 and 15. He says, "For God does speak, now one way, now another, though no one perceives it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they slumber in their beds, God is speaking to them." Have you ever dreamt, had a vision, had a trance, something, and then you wake up the next morning and you realize, is this thing really happening? And it's like every single one of them is what? Unfolding right before your eyes. A dream is not always a result of eating a lot. Sometimes it's God speaking to you. Amen. So don't throw all of them away. Don't what? But God also speaks through prophets. Look with me. In the book of Acts chapter 11, verse 27 to 29, and in Acts chapter 21, verse 10 to 12, a guy called the prophet Agabus, God used him. First of all, in Acts 11, he actually predicted that there was going to be a famine all across that land. And it did happen. God still uses prophets. Everybody say, God still uses prophets. But the primary way is not prophets. The primary way is allowing the Holy Spirit to speak directly to your spirit and letting your spirit contact your head. Not somebody speaking from the outside to contact your mind before it gets to your spirit. Are you guys with me? So if I'm going to be intentional about this, I need to pay attention to something. Acts chapter 22, look at verse 17 and verse 18. Acts chapter 22, verse 17 and 18. Here we see that God does not only use visions, dreams, but he also speaks to us through trance. Everybody say trance. "When I returned to Jerusalem and was praying at the temple, I fell into a trance and saw the Lord speaking to me. Quick," he said, "leave Jerusalem immediately because the people here will not accept your testimony about me." This is why you don't need to be afraid about people at your workplace and what they are doing. If you are really dead serious with God and wanting to hear him, God will give you something. It will be a prophecy, a dream, a trance, something. You would see it. Broad daylight, you'll be sitting there and you see people scheming. And when they come back and they laugh with you, you can see right through them. How many of you believe the Holy Spirit speaks? Amen. I said the Holy Spirit what? Last scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Because when it comes to prophecy, it is very easy for most of us to throw it away. Always understand, as New Testament saints, you take direction primarily from where? Primarily from where? Come on, talk to me. Primarily from where? From the Holy Spirit, period. God still uses prophets in the New Testament church. In the book of Ephesians, what did he say was the purpose of the apostle, prophets, pastors, and teachers? What was their purpose? He says, for the perfecting of the saints. So if somebody tells you that there's something hidden in your cupboard, how does it perfect you? I need you to read your Bible. I've told you everything begins from here. I saw four witches fly. Can the Holy Spirit give you a trance over it? Yes. If he reveals it to you, he will speak to you and tell you why he's showing it to you. And if he shows it to you, don't ignore it. Are you guys with me? But the scripture says prophets have their place, but the primary entity, the primary person the New Testament believer must go to for guidance is the Holy Spirit. The problem is, it starts with the Word, and we don't want to read the Word. So we are waiting for people who will contact our mind, and our mind is contacting our spirit. So we're always confused. Notice the Bible says, we know in part, and we talk to me, and we what? Prophesy. So even when a prophetic word comes, it is not the full story. And sometimes some of us run with something that is part of the whole story as if it is the whole story. You must learn how to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit. Tell the person sitting next to you, you got to learn this. He says, it is through the word. Say that to them. Secondly, it is through the witness of the Spirit. Say that to them. Thirdly, say it is the whisper. And finally, I think you remember all of them. It could be a dream. What I want to say to you is that spend more time in dealing with the Holy Spirit directly. Because the things that come from the exterior to rather hit your mind before it informs your spirit is often not accurate. Have you ever dreamt only to see that somebody was killing you in the dream and then later on it was a different person who was going to kill you? You need to be careful. Amen. Intentionally being led by the Holy Spirit requires that I discern the voice of the Holy Spirit. Everybody say, I discern the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is always speaking. The problem is if you and I can hear. It begins with the word. Everybody say, it begins with the word. And I'll say it again. If you actually want to hear the Holy Spirit speak, you have to be dead serious with your Bible. Because he's not going to say anything outside this. The only time the Holy Spirit says things outside the Bible is when they are giving you special instructions that have its general versions in the Bible. If God wants you to live in holiness and you are in the grasp, you are a young man, you are in the grasp of a woman who is about to put you down and get you into some unholy life, the Holy Spirit must give you specific instructions at the time, but it never deviates from what is in here. Amen. Did you guys just copy that? In fact, if you look at the modern concepts of things that are coming around all the time, for example, diversity, equity, inclusion, it's good until you study God's word and realize that God speaks about diversity in only one concept. And it is that every gift in every human he made must be allowed to flourish. But he didn't say when you change your sex, it must be allowed to flourish. There has to be a general sense of knowing on the inside of you. That's not right. It doesn't matter how you spin it. Young people, you are coming to a place, you live in a country that there's so much error, you need the Holy Spirit to lead you. Else, a lot of people will be leading you. Somebody said it this way, the rich controls the poor. Am I right? They control the news cycle. And you want to listen. You can't even turn your phone off. So they will tell you what you want to hear. But the Holy Spirit is there saying, hey, I'm here. Would you listen to what I'm about to say because it can change your life? I pray today that we listen to him. Amen? So the first thing, if I'm going to be intentional, is that I must learn to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit. Everybody say discern. Secondly, I must consistently surrender to the Holy Spirit. You must surrender. You don't only learn how he speaks through the word, through the whisper, through the witness or the inner witness, and through the dreams and prophecies and all that. No, he says, you must learn to surrender. Everybody say surrender. How do I surrender to the Holy Spirit? Now, I need you to write this thing down. Memorize it. Write it. Memorize it. This is the key to walking with the Holy Spirit. It's in the book of Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66, let's look at the second verse. I'll read it from the New Living Translation. Isaiah 66. He says, my hands have made both heaven and earth. They and everything in them are mine. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will bless those. Please listen. I will bless those who have humble and contrite hearts, who trembles at my word. Please underline that phrase. Those who tremble at my word. The first key to surrendering to the Holy Spirit is trembling at the word of God. Everybody say tremble. Can we say that again, tremble? What does it mean to tremble at the word of God? It means that when God speaks, you don't make light of it. I've often heard many Christians say that it looks like God is dealing with me about something, but you keep ignoring it. God deals with you that go and forgive someone, but you don't want to. You don't tremble at that word. You are not trembling. You are making light of the word. And if you want to surrender to the Holy Spirit, it is the first key. You must, if God said, hey, God said it, I got to do it. These days, Christians want to have an email with God, right? And or maybe text. God, what did you mean exactly? So you are saying it includes this one too. You know how bad they have hurt me. No. Tremble at the word. He says, I bless those who tremble at my word. And to tremble simply means I don't make light of it. If God said something, and it's God who is saying it, because you can witness it in your spirit. Obey it. What? Come on, talk to me. What? If you want to be intentional about being led by the Holy Spirit, you must tremble at the word of God. You must what? And it's in every place. In fact, there was one time I was coming to church, and there used to be a time in my own life where listening to the Holy Spirit and surrendering to them, Him was so much of a work for me. Because I'll even stand in my closet and I'll say, Holy Spirit, do I wear this one or do I wear that one? Has anybody been like me? But then when you understand, you know that it's not about that. But in this instant, I was going to wear something and then I had it deep in my spirit. That's not the right clothes for today. And I said, but it looks good. It fits me well. Everything looks good. Why can't I just wear this? But there was this nudge in my spirit. You can't wear that today. I walked into the meeting by picking up what I sensed was right. And after I was done preaching, this guy comes up and says, I listen to you a lot, but I used to think you were just an African. Today I realize you are not wearing the African regalia. So I realized that God works through you in different ways. It wasn't what I was going to say that was going to change the person. It was being obedient to what I wore that day. Amen. I'm not saying when you're going to dress, just go and stand there. Holy Spirit, this or that. If you are not, if you are the type who have many, then I don't know which this or that you're going to do. You will have a very long time standing there, this, that, and that, and that. And some of you, that once, some of this stuff is not even hanging. So you might have to spread the whole thing in the house and go around this, or that, or that. No, that's not what we're talking about. But we are saying that if it comes to that, the Spirit of God still is able to tell you, not this way, that way. Amen. I read a story of a lady who was going to go for an interview. She was applying for a secretary's job. And here is a woman who has made a decision. I'm single. I'm going to keep myself. And I'm not going to dress anyhow to provoke. No, it's not happening. Now, so going for that interview, you must show the way you are wearing, first of all. She goes in a very long skirt. That's what she wanted to wear. Remember, that's not what the Holy Spirit says she should wear. That's what she wanted to wear. So at the first job, they told her outrightly, you are not dressed for the job. What would be your advice for this lady? Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, huh? Change your style. See, when we are not led by the Holy Spirit, that's what we look for scriptures to try and cover up for the things we are always saying. The Holy Spirit is not spooky. So she decided to go and pray. And the Spirit of God told her, wear the same thing for the next interview. And it was the way she was dressed that God had the job on the next one. Why? Because the owner of the job was a Christian. The boss was and wanted somebody who had covered up. The Holy Spirit knows. I said, he won? Because we are led by what we see people do. So Christians have become monkey see, monkey do. I'm sorry I have to use that phrase, but that's what we have become. Everybody is doing it. So why can't I do it? No. You are not everybody. You are different. You are what? Different. So I surrender by, first of all, trembling at the word. Secondly, I must live in repentance constantly. When the Holy Spirit reveals something to you that it is wrong, repent immediately. Don't go back and forth and say, but you don't understand. What makes you think he doesn't understand? He understands everything. He knows everything. So tremble at the word, number one. Number two, live in repentance. Everybody say live in repentance. Number three, maintain an awareness of his presence. Wherever you are, he's there. Wherever you are, he is. Young people, I'm going to ask you to help me illustrate this. Suppose you are at a place where you know that your parents were close by. Is it everything you would do? Oh, come on, why are you all staring at me like I'm by myself? Is it everything you would do? Because of your respect for your parents, there are certain things you will not do. But have they not been there? Only Yahweh knows what you will participate in. Correct? When there's an awareness that the Holy Spirit is with you, there are things you don't do. 1 Corinthians 6:19, what are the Bible says? Know you not that you are there? Come on, you are there. So the guy doesn't even come and go. He's in you. This is why sometimes I tend not to understand Christians who would say, but is it not in the Bible? The Holy Spirit can take what is in the Bible and tailor it to your situation and tell you that don't do this. This is why Paul the Apostle said, all things are lawful, but not all of them are what? Expedient. Because it is the Holy Spirit that knows what is not expedient that are lawful for you. Are you learning anything today? So, I want to ask this question again. Who is leading you? Because if you are not led by the Holy Spirit, you are not a child of God. Did you get that? Who is leading you? Turn to the person sitting next to you and ask them. Please don't give them the answer. Keep the answer to yourself. Who is leading you? I pray that we will become intentional about our walk with the Holy Spirit. If you genuinely want to hear God, he will speak to you. The problem is, sometimes we want to hear him, but we are not willing to follow. I pray that we will not only discern his voice, but we would also surrender to him through repentance and also through trembling at his word. I wanted to talk to him. I said, Holy Spirit, sorry for marginalizing you. I want you to be in my life. I really want you to be in my life. I want you to speak to me. Ask him for the discipline to start reading this word. Because it is the base at which have that general sense of knowing.
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text RADIO to 301-696-8555 or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.